taxpayers will want to know, what was Alote Jacobs doing in a business class compartment of a plane?
I have been chosen by my board with one other board member, Mrs. Clotilde Abenato, a former chief state attorney, to visit the USA on the invitation of a company called Authentics that has dealings with the National Petroleum Authority. And for that reason, as I'm speaking now, I'm in Dallas.
Yeah, but what is your competence in the area of petroleum to have informed this decision?
Why do you ask me such a question?
Because,
why do you ask me?
Because I'm a journalist,
I mean,
and I'm seeking information.
The question you're asking is unnecessary.
Oh, really?
You will get me pissed up if you ask me such question. You will get me pissed up. You don't ask me such question.
Well, I'm not.
You understand?
Hello, sir. I am asking
directly. I mean, look, then I go directly to the issue. You don't ask me. I mean, this is a stupid question.
Well, I don't mind. Regardless of how you call it, I still insist that given the fact that Ghanaians are listening to you.
Question.
It is.
What you're asking me is absolutely stupid. Just go straight to the issue about the story that went viral. Period.
No, of course, you are there. You are there on the ticket or on the funding of the Ghanaian people. And I'm asking that.
And I'm saying that you're asking me a stupid question.
In other words, you will not answer the question.
It's a stupid question.
What do you do with the MPA, sir?
I'm a board member of MPA.
So is it routine that board members of the MPA use business class tickets to fly out of the country?
Go and ask the boss who employed you at City FM.
Well, the boss who employed me at City FM doesn't look into public accounts. I mean, you are a public officer, and to that extent, you should be able to tell me.
You can ask him about what is corporate governance. What goes into corporate governance? How are people treated at such level? Okay. You should have asked those questions before asking me such questions.
Well, I am speaking to a chief of staff letter that was circulated around the various ministries, departments, and agencies, restricting only ministers to, you know, business class tickets. All other officials are not to be treated the way you are telling us you have been treated. Can you explain why?
I was invited by the company that has a dealing with National Petroleum Authority.
That hasn't answered my question, sir. The chief of staff issued
question.
A circular that specifically...
I was invited by the company that has a dealing with National Petroleum Authority.
I don't have a problem with that, but I'm asking you to speak to the facts as we know them. The chief of staff, Mr. Julius Debra, had issued a circular, widely circulated, which we exclusively publish here on City FM.
I have been invited. I was chosen by the board on the invitation of Authentics, the company that is footing the bill. Understand?
So who is footing the bill? The government of Ghana or the company in the U.S.?
Authentics. It is the company that is footing the bill.
Company in the U.S.?
Yes.
For how long are you going to be away?
I'm in Dallas for a week. I'll arrive again in Ghana on the 5th of June.
And you're living inside the Western Galleria Hotel?
Yes.
Let me understand one quick thing. Yes, let's assume for a moment that it is the company in the U.S. that is footing the bill. Don't you still consider it a clear case of defiance against what the chief of staff's office had directed when you accepted to go with the offer from the U.S. folks?
Do you want me to be in a torture to Dallas? Is that what you are implying? That I should be in a torture to Dallas?
That has not answered my question, sir.
It has answered your question. Next time, just go and purchase a torture vehicle or a plane like a torture, so that I bought that plane to Dallas.